Hello friends, I'm back here with chapter 12, which is covering Human Resources Information System, HRIS. A very recent development in the last about 15-20 years, which is very, very useful for running companies. It's an enabler, and using an HRIS, many, many complex tasks of the HR department and also the user departments has got become simple actually. So HRIS is a very interesting topic to understand, not only for HR people, for everybody who's using human resources as their complementary resource when it comes to working, right? So let's see what this has to offer. After studying the chapter, you'll be able to understand what is Human Resource Information System, that is HRIS, the various HR areas benefited by the system, the process of implementing HRIS in an organization, and the importance of Human Resources Information System. The structure of the flow will be as follows. We'll have Human Resources Information System. We'll be covering it, explaining it. Areas of human resource benefited by HRIS. The process of implementing of HRIS, steps to it. The importance of HRIS, and we'll be concluding as usual with the summary. So getting on with the very first module, 12.1, Human Resources Information System. So we start off by saying that in modern day businesses, human resource plays a very critical role for various reasons. Modern day businesses are global by and large. A lot of human movements are taking place from place to place. Earlier it was located only in one geography. Today there's a lot of cross movement within the country, outside the country and into the country. And most importantly, many businesses have become service sector oriented. Businesses are, when they are service, we are dealing with more people. Service is abstract. It's not about selling a product. So when you're selling a service, you're selling an idea. And that requires a certain amount of, a good amount of human resources tuning and training. So it's become a very critical role. Human resources can make or break an organization. That's why it is very critical. The HR department plays a central role in streamlining manpower needs in line with the business processes. To make the HR department more effective and efficient was introduced Human Resources Information System. This integrated system is technology driven and designed to provide information used in HR decisions such as administration, payroll, recruiting, training, performance analysis, and much more. In short, this is nothing but a software. A software is created with all the necessary fields. A template is rather created by an IT company, and then it is sold to you. You buy it and you customize it by modifying the fields in the IT software, which is the HRIS, and then use it for your own purpose, right? HRIS merges human resources management with information technology to simplify the decision-making process and also aid in complex negotiation that fall under the HR umbrella. To understand HRIS in isolation will make no sense. HRIS is created by the IT people. At the same time, it is created for the purpose of Human Resources Department. Now, HR department has to get IT literate and they must become IT enabled. So they must be in a position to understand the various terminologies, the approaches with which the IT department works. It's a merging of two mindsets. Like I was talking in the compensation module, the chapter, about the importance of HR people understanding the mindset of finance and accounts people. They have to know that HR is not dealing with only people, but HR is dealing with compensation of employees who are coming into the company. So if they do not know, for example, I was explaining cost to the company in that module. There I mentioned about it. So it is important for HR to interface with IT in this case. So they must have an orientation. If I am an HR person, I need to orient myself how the HRIS operates, for which I must be IT literate, IT enabling person. How does it help in aiding in complex negotiations that fall under HR umbrella? HR is dealing with people. They have to negotiate with employees on many issues. Employees come to them. There are some placements to be done. There are some transfers to be done. There are some people who are requesting for certain types of, you know, working conditions. Now, all these things are falling in the gamut of the HR people's process. Now, having an HRIS is giving a snapshot, and there are many things that makes things easier. Ultimately, the negotiation or whatever I do with the person, it has to be person to person. But the background to it, the preparation for that, HRIS gives you in a much more better way in terms of paperwork, in terms of availability of information, etc. HRIS is a comprehensive and detailed database of employees from the time they join on a concurrently real-time updated basis. Concurrently real-time updated basis means from the time I join on a daily basis, as I'm working, as I'm promoting myself, getting into promotion, as I'm getting transferred, everything happening concurrently at the same time, on a real-time basis, on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, sometimes on a minute-to-minute basis, it is updated. So HRIS is a state-of-art snapshot about who's doing what, who's working where, in which location, what is his position, what is his background, everything is given there. Just by pressing of a button, going to a certain page, you get everything about every employee. Okay? Areas of human resources benefited by HRIS. Initially, we start off by discussing three principal areas. One is a payroll. Payroll is your pay slip that is being made. It has got a breakup of so many things. Your basic salary, your DNS allowance, if you have one, your gratuity, your provident fund, and other deductions. So that is a very, if done manually, it can create a lot of errors. If done just on a computer, the errors will be reduced. But when you have an HRIS system, which is already having its fields and programs created for you, then all you need to do is to put the inputs and the variables are taken care of. And you get an accurate payroll coming out, and this generates less problems with the employees when they see that the payroll is as expected. Otherwise, in many cases in the past, when the payrolls are prepared by hand or even by partly by computer and partly by hand, there's a tendency for human error that creates misunderstanding for the person who receives the pay and the payroll slip. So this is enabling it. Second is time and labor management. Effectively gathers and appraises employee time and work information, tracks the progress, etc. On a real-time basis, I know who's working where. On a real-time basis, I know what's the output the person is giving. On a real-time basis, I know that this person is doing this type of a job which is taking him ahead, or he's not doing a job. So I get to know this, A. Second is, since it is on a real-time basis, I am in a position to push or pull time as far as the output is concerned. So there's a very good amount of time management that happens thanks to enabling by HRIS. The third point is employee benefits. It keeps a better track of which benefits could be availed by which employee and how each employee profits from the benefits. Benefits are those additional things that the company gives you so that you retain them yourself in the company. And also benefits are there to make you feel good and feel motivated. So this HRIS will have the data about which employee at what level is entitled to what benefits. So that becomes uniform. It is not something which is unknown. It is known to everybody. People who can access a particular page. At the same time, these benefits will not have any confusion. In many companies, benefits given to employees are secrets. They come to know through gossips, or they come to know through hearsay, or they come to know through to what is called the grapevine. Now that makes a lot of toxic energy in the company. People start feeling that so-and-so is getting favored, I'm not getting favored, I'm doing a hard work, etc. Now when you have this HRIS, employee benefits, and many other things, they are very transparent. These three basic HR functionalities are not only made less problematic, but they're ensured to run smoothly. A human resource information system thus permits a line manager, an HOD, a person who's working in a department as HOD, who daily handling people, whose function is to give and deliverables on a daily basis. He's a line manager. So it permits a line manager to see online a chronological history. Chronological means time-based. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, that is chronological in a time flow. It enables a line manager to see online a chronological history of an employee from his or her position data to personal details, payroll records, and benefits information. Only three are listed here, but you can see the entire thing about the person. What position he is holding, at which location he is, what's the type of functions he is doing, what's the progress from the time he joined till now, has he got promoted, his personal details, including his health details are given there. Everything that you know, want about the employee, the company has to choose to select that field in the template of the software, and it is included. Sometimes some fields are not included. When I say field means, it's a term used in IT. A particular slot in which you fill in a data, that's a field. And that field has got a, it's connected with a program which will process that particular data and give you an output. Okay? So, other areas of HR benefited by HRIS, very important training in HRIS. It enables in tracking the training attended by employees vis-a-vis the training needs of the employee. So every good company has got a training timetable, and in the training timetable, that is again, it's uplinked to their own internal communication network, and the people who are going through training, the training needs of the employees are chalked out. XYZ needs this type of training, ABCD, and then has he gone through the training or not? All that is updated. What are the trainings still pending? So that is again updated. It's all done on real-time basis. Okay. So it enables in tracking the training attended by the employees vis-a-vis the training needs of the employee. Tracks type of training attended and the number of days, etc. So it tells us that this employee XYZ has gone through this training so many days back or so many months back. So I come to know from that derived data, the derived data will be what? Since he has gone through training few months back, I think he should be in a position to deliver the results that we expect. So it acts as a information enabling process, set of processes. Second is performance appraisal in HRIS. Key performance objectives indicators are entered into the system and monitored post performance. So it's there. It's not verbal. It's not that I have a one-to-one with you, which is not understood by other people at your peer level. So everybody, it's there clearly, and all you have to do is just go and see at my level what is expected, what's the objectives I'm supposed to be achieving, what are the indicators that is going to be used for measuring my performance, etc. So performance appraisal, it's an enabler. It helps you to know transparently, this is what is expected, and you also know this is what I've done. So there is no confusion. In the past, there was a lot of subjectivity. The appraiser used to tell the appraisee, either by design or default, that this is what you're expected to be doing. Now, whatever he's saying should be a part of the performance manual, that at this particular stage, you have to do this output. But many times, this used to be a manipulative game. So with this HRIS, things are there transparent, and you know at this position, this is what my KRAs are, key result areas. These are my KPIs, key performance indicators. Clearly, it is mentioned there. So there's no confusion. So in a self-respecting good company, in a company with a good culture, a company with the integrity, a company that walks the talk, you'll find that there is no toxic energy of people assuming that XYZ got more, I'm getting less, etc. Because they will implement an HRIS system which is easily contactable in terms of its the software. You can easily approach it. At the same time, you'll also get transparent information which is authentic. That's very important. It develops trust in people when things are transparent. Okay? Compliance in HRIS. Compliance is certain things you need to take care of. There are legal issues of the work that you're doing. There are certain disciplines that needs to be followed. And all those things are enlisted there. And you know exactly this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It is not verbal. It is not hearsay. It is there on paper. And thereby what happens, it mitigates the risk and follow. It is by and follow guidelines, which means there are certain things that are do's and there are don'ts. It is clearly written. So when you know it is there in black and white or in the soft copy form online, you know that this is something which I should do, this I should not do. Thereby, I will be aware that I should be able to lower the risk of non-compliance. The fourth point is employee self-service. Every employee can access the HRIS software and search any data like payroll, salary, leave encashment, etc. So he is having his own data in control. He sees what's there and he can see it on an updated form. So he feels reassured that it is there in black and white. It is not somebody else's subjective judgment about him. It is not a hard copy put in a file which is not known to everybody. This could happen when you are having small power centers who are trying to control you. Yeah. Okay. Now we come down to this particular, where are we doing HR? Where are we using HR in eHRM? eHRM means we are trying to enable HR through the net. So there are three kinds of eHRM. One is operational eHRM. Second is relational eHRM. And the third one is transformational eHRM. Okay. Operational eHRM is concerned with the operational functions such as payroll, employee personal data, etc. This is the ongoing thing. Operational is ongoing. Relational, as the name indicates, is concerned with supporting business processes, namely training, recruitment, selection, etc. Relational eHRM has all to do with people within and outside the organization. Okay, so it takes care of the data needed for operational purposes, of relational purposes online, and then finally transformational eHRM, which is concerned with HR strategies and its activities such as knowledge management, strategic orientation. Through eHRM, the main activities that could be performed are recruitment, selection, training, performance management, and compensation. Now, what does it mean? In transformational, I'm talking about long-term, about strategic issues, about things that require a certain time frame. So all these three different types of eHRM, which is now being enabled in practically every company, this HRIS is benefiting them. Okay? Taking further, the process of implementing HRIS. How do we implement it? A company is wanting to go in for an HRIS. So they may be accustomed to implementation of HRIS is usually seen as a IT project. It's not. It's IT people who will actually create the whole software for you, but the user departments, everybody has to come together. It's a teamwork. Because if you don't give your inputs properly, the IT people will create a template which may be far removed from what you need. You have to communicate to them properly. They may be accustomed to pushing responsibility for such projects into IT managers, but implementing an integrated HRIS requires HR manager participation and active involvement in scoping, implementation, resourcing, and management. So it's not HR alone, I would say. It is HR and all the departments, all the line managers have to come together, give their inputs, make presentations, tell the IT people this is what we want, have a brainstorming. Then things become easier when they create the software for you, right? Evaluating and preparing for a new HRIS. First, the company has to go through understanding their own business processes. What are the things we are doing? What are the process steps in which the company is doing its business? Are we customer centric? Do we create and then we sell? Now, certain business processes and business models, all these things first, you have to be very clear about it, put it down on paper. All the people who are involved in the company, the HR, everybody should know without any dissonance. Everybody should be able to talk the same language. So once it is clear, then I go to configuring the new HRIS, customizing the system for specific needs. I have all the rich data about my business processes, my business models, etc. Now I need to make it into something which is easy to use, not subjective. So I customize it. I configure the new HRIS. So I start creating the inputs that is required for creating the new HRIS. Then I link the new HRIS with other systems. Converting historical data from existing HR databases, which may be in a computer form, in a standalone, in a laptop or something, or it may be in a written form, in a hard copy. I need to convert the historical data from existing HR databases into new HRIS and interfacing the new HRIS with other systems that rely on the HR data. That means entry. I need to enter those things properly, check and cross-check whether everything is okay. And this linking has to happen. This takes some time and there are hiccups. And at this stage, this particular stage of three, you'll normally find there are some bugs coming in. there was some authentic data given here by during the entry, some mistake has taken place. Figure 3 has been by mistake written as 8. It happens sometimes while writing. It looks like 8 for some people's handwriting is such. So when you put it down in the, when you're entering it, you may make a mistake. And that will have a far-reaching repercussion later on. Then they'll be blaming, they'll be saying that, you know, IT, all sorts of, you know, online stuff is all humbug. Let's have manual. Okay. So this entry part of it, I always emphasize on the entry part of a data and a historical data into existing HR's database has to be properly organized by the right people. A person who takes that work very casually, who thinks the data entry is just a casual work, they're mistaken. I'll give you umpteen examples about people who work in the back office and they actually create a huge havoc with the customers who are outside. I've seen this. A small thing like a change of name can make your policy, your life, LIC policy go for a toss. A small change in your email ID can make a problem. This is done by the entry person. And then in turn, the person who's supposed to check, they don't check. So during the linking, I'm again emphasizing, during the linking, the entry part of it from the old data into the HRI system, that entry should be done very, very properly by the right person. Train him or her so that they don't make mistakes. Because that's where the conversion takes place from manual to HRIS. The fourth point is preparing the organization. Now you must track the progress and the technical aspects of the implementation and the softer side of managing. Softer side means the human acceptance. Soft skills, if you say now. So whether people are accepting this, are they using it? Are they getting familiar with it? Are they comfortable? Are there hiccups? Are there resistances? So this needs to be planned and slowly to train them into accepting it. The company spends a huge amount of money on this. And then people have to learn to accept it. Any change, people take time to accept. Some people resist change. But you have to create a culture. In fact, well in advance, prepare them. Give them some small sessions about what is HRIS. Tell them that this is what is coming in the next few months. And when it comes, encourage them to use it. And as this progresses, things become accepted quickly. I mean, all of you will agree that anything new introduced, which is a bit radical, which is not the thing which common man does, he will always resist. This happens in organizations also. And automation, you know, introduction of robots for making, you know, automobiles, there'll be resistance. But then one has to do what is called the buy-in. One has to ensure that the people are already bought into that particular concept. Company wants it for a certain purpose. Tell them the advantages. This communication has to happen at all levels well in advance. Then the organization is prepared to accept HRIS and absorb it, implement it effectively. Right? What's the importance of HRIS? HRIS benefits is number one. It has shown many benefits to the HR operations. A few of them can be faster information processing. Absolutely true. A multi-locational company like an IT company, like a TCS or a Infosys, they're having multiple locations around the world, global locations. They would like to quickly look at information. They would like to have a software engineer who is required immediately for a project in Mumbai for a shipping project. I'm just giving an example. So I simply go to the HRIS system. I put in all the fields required and then I eliminate certain things and I say here are 8 or 9 engineers, software engineers who are working on shipping projects in some parts of the world under TCS or Info, whichever company. So this happens on a real-time basis quickly. Maybe in an hour or so, you'll know who's to be contacted. You contact them and quickly you take decision. Faster information processing leading to quicker decision-making process. It's a great enabler. B, greater information accuracy. The information that comes there is filtered properly. Rather, it is made accurate by check and cross-check so that there are no two things about it. It can't be 8, it can't be 3, it can't be something. It is that and that. Improved planning and program development. Because the information is accurate, because it's coming fast, decision making is better. I can plan better. I can also make changes in the plan as quick as possible when things are changing. So my development of my whole program about whatever I'm doing becomes easier to take it further. Enhance employee communications. The second part. One is a benefit. Second, we are talking about enhance employee communications. HRIS does not just cut costs by letting employees research their own need. It also enables HR to redeploy, use them in a different skill, redeploy its assets and focus on more strategic issues. The employee who is working at a certain level of competence and skills, by introducing HRIS, you are actually raising him, raising his bar, you know, and you're taking him to a higher level of competence. It's a value addition for him. HRIS is useful in measuring the diversity of the organization. Diversity meaning people coming from different nationalities, people coming from different regions within India itself, the two genders who are working there, and the background from where you come, the type of projects you're handling, all this is a diverse, it's like a big a collage of different cultures coming together. How is HRIS useful in managing it? We are able to, in an HRIS, we can club these things in a proper order. And that gives ample information about how to use the diverse people in projects. Having only the same group of people from the same background in a project, it doesn't serve. And when you're handling something in an organization, a diversity is a very important. Diversity creates a lot of progress. It fosters creativity and innovation. So HRIS maps this. So it's got all the different fields. So there's a Mexican working. So there's a diversity of a culture, Mexican versus an Australian. So all those various inputs are there. So from there, we can derive how the diversity is operating in the company. It measures. Okay. C is the HR manager uses HRIS to assess the efficiency and effectiveness of the company's diversity. Are we okay hiring people from abroad, like IT companies? You go to any IT, big IT company location, anywhere, you'll find that today, a lot of people from different nationalities are there, not Indians alone. You can find a Frenchman, you can find a Britisher, all these people are coming together. Now, having come together, are we really getting the type of efficiency and effectiveness that the company wants? Are we just allowing them to come here for the sake of only projects, or are there other issues? The HR manager calibrates this. So he uses HRIS data, which is giving you all the diversity information, and then he starts using it to measure the efficiency and effectiveness of the company's diversity. Also, once you know the parameters, you have measured it, you want to increase efficiency, increase effectiveness, then maybe you have to make some tweaking. You have to modify some diversity. Certain people from certain region may not be very good in a certain project. So maybe I can migrate them to some other project and keep this replaced by some other people. So these are all the various things. It's not about geography alone, diversity. It's about talent, skills, many things put together. It's a multivariate process. D, HRIS improves administrative efficiency by speeding up data retrieval, reducing resources to carry out routine administration. This is true, it's very obvious. The fact that it is available at a flick of a button, data retrieval is so easy, fast, and also I spend less time on routine administration, which is to send payrolls and, you know, the usual things which people are doing as a back office thing in HR, all that routine is reduced, its time is reduced, its lead time is reduced. The third part of importance of HRIS is critical analysis. Although almost all HR managers understand the importance of HRIS, the general perception is that the organization can do without its implementation. It's a very strange thing in many organizations. Human beings as such, an average human being would like to have things under his control, A. B, they are a little scared about anything to do with online, HRIS. They say, why do we have such a system? So they'll resist it. That's a perception. Hence, in most cases, only large companies seem to use HRIS to complement the HR activities. First and foremost, people don't buy in, they resist. Second is the company is having the will and the vision to implement. They're investing in so much of creating an HRIS. After doing all this, if the HRIS is underutilized, its investment, return on investment will be very delayed. And the company feels, should we really do it? So I would rather say that sense the climate of the company. Climate is the mood of the people who are working, operation people. Culture is different. Sense the climate of the company and bind the climate. Make them accept it by talking to them and making them understand the importance of HRIS. If you do that, you'll be more or less successful, maybe not 100%. Now the climate has to be addressed. That's very important. Once you do that, then the acceptance of HRAs will take slow. An average human being does change, but he changes very, very slowly. And for that slow change, it has to be given to him in small doses. Otherwise, if he gets scared, if he gets panicky, he runs away and he revolts also. Okay. HRIS is critical for organizations for the following reasons. Large amount of data and information can be processed. It's a repeat. Project-based work environment. What do you mean by project? A project is a set of activities that is required for creating an infrastructure. My definition of project is, a project is nothing but is a set of activities, diverse activities required to set up an infrastructure. And what is an infrastructure? An infrastructure is a set of facilities available for continuous production to happen. To illustrate this, if I have to manufacture cars, I need a plant which manufactures car. Setting up the plant is setting up the infrastructure. And to set up the infrastructure, that plant, I need to, it's a project. So there's a start to the project, there's an end to the project. It may take 2 years to set up a plant. That project will have a number of agencies coming together, number of activities which will make the thing happen. So HRA is coming back to this, project-based work environment. So whenever you're talking about a project, you want to create something which is going to be an enabling software or an enabling function in a manufacturing unit, that becomes a project. And HRIS helps you to make that project-based work environment happen faster, more efficiently. Okay. Employee empowerment. Employees feel that they can do things, they can take risks, they feel empowered, they feel their morale is high, they feel motivated, they feel nice that they are working with systems which is making things easier. Increase in knowledge workers and association and associated information. Today we talk about knowledge workers, we talk about learning organizations. So having an HRIS helps people to find time to increase their knowledge. They don't waste time on doing unnecessary donkey work, and they actually get into more of, you know, learning for their own sake and also to add value to the organization. And last, I've already mentioned learning organization. I come to the summary now, concluding this particular module. Human resources information system refers to the systems and the processes at the intersection between HRM and IT, information system. It has impacted many key human resource departments' activities like payroll, time, and labor management and employee benefits. Many organizations have adopted it to streamline the HR processes and also to lessen the burden on the HR department. With this, my dear friends, I conclude this module. Thank you very much.